and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you. 817 Brock Hunter.
Nice. Hey.
Nice.
Tone log for you.
It's Ton Loki, moron. Let's get right to it. It is time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
God, they are amazing. Like, Katie, what's up? Yeah, we love them. I'm actually going to be seeing Katie next week, Monday. She's coming in, going to record a new spot for Smith Indoor Garden. So
there we go.
Listen for that. I'm sure they got some fun stuff lined up for the holiday season as that's ramping up there. But anyway, love them over there. So in case you missed it in the 6 o'clock hour, you know, every once in a while, audio comes into our prep sites, into our lives that we just love. Yeah. And that's the main reason I want to talk about the story. The story itself, I mean, it's kind of fun, kind of crazy. Not, I would say, as crazy as some of our other WTFs of the day, but it works. So, long story short, a man driving a stolen street sweeper led police on a very slow speed chase in Indiana this past weekend. All right?
Wow.
Out of all the things to steal.
What are you talking about? The story's not that exciting, dude. What?
Is it
high speed or slow speed street? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Street sweeping.
This guy must have been playing
sweet,
a lot of.
Baby.
Is that in there? That is in that song, isn't it?
It is.
Street sweeper, baby. Yeah. All right. Well, I digress. I think this guy was playing too much Grand Theft Auto because I think you can steal a street sweeper in Grand Theft Auto. I think so. I think that's maybe Grand Theft Auto 4 or 5. I can't share. Uh-huh. But the audio that we got from a bystander is probably some of the greatest audio I've ever heard. Take a listen to someone giving a play-by-play of what is happening with this stolen street sweeper.
Someone stole a street sweeper! This man stole a street sweeper! Oh, hell no! Y'all see this? Oh, he going to the park? Oh, no, man, no!
I want that person to commentate everything.
You know, the sirens in the background.
Get
too.
This person on world's most dangerous police chases because I need more of this in my life.
Someone stole a street sweeper. This man stole a street sweeper. Oh, hell no. Y'all see this? Oh, he going to the park. Oh, no, man, no. Oh, hell no. Y'all see this? Oh, he going to the park. Oh, no, man, no. Oh, hell no. Y'all see this? Oh, he going to the park.
This person is so worked up about the stolen street sweeper.
Still don't know what she says, right?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. This is an entity. This is godlike play-by-play
this
quality.
This is levels of entertainment. I'm still stuck on the guy stealing the street sweeper and trying to get away. Did he get, like, time off of his community service for sweeping some of the street?
Yeah, it went towards community service is what it was. The guy's name, Sammy H. Allen, is being charged with vehicle theft, resisting law enforcement, leaving the scene of an accident, and reckless driving. So he's got a whole list of charges coming his way.
You're not sneaking away in a street sweeper either, dude. That's something at the loudest vehicle.
Yeah, even if the big brooms aren't going, I mean, people are going to notice a street sweeper going down the road, right? God, I love
that.
Are
you saying he didn't get away, right?
He didn't. The street that he was on, though, the cleanest it's ever been. The cleanest it's ever been.
Originally, he was trying to steal a Zamboni, but they were all taken, so he went with a street sweeper.
His buddy stole the Zamboni. He's like, wow, that looks pretty cool.
Someone stole a street sweeper. This man stole a street sweeper. Oh, hell no. Y'all see this? Oh, he going to the park. Oh, no, man, no.
Our buddy Brandon messaged, said, fire Joe Buck and give her his job. I agree. Yes, that's right there. Monday Night Football with the street sweeper lady and Troy Aikman. It's going to be great. All right. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.